This is the local VK5 news segment. And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, this is Stuart, VK5 STU. The Adelaide Rally is being run from the 21st to the 23rd of November, and Wison is seeking volunteers to assist with communication services for this major motorsport event. If you're interested, please register via the event's volunteer portal at www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers and ensure you select Wison under the roles section. The Wison SA Radio Net will be held on Sunday the 5th of October at 2000 hours on the linked repeater network. Participation is open to all, regardless of Wison membership. During this net, there will be a test on a simplex frequency selected by the net controller. The Wison SA committee is seeking a secretary, and any interested individuals, please send an email to president@sa.wison.org.au outlining your interest. And the next meeting is on Saturday the 1st of November at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre at Glenelg North, doors opening at 10 a.m. This meeting will host a discussion on proposed constitutional changes, and there'll be the usual barbecue and refreshments following the meeting. Thank you, this has been Stuart, VK5 STU.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings and salutations, my fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, and we are the Northeast Radio Club. Now, if you wish to know what's happening at the Northeast Radio Club, and you don't wish to wait for the WIA broadcast on Sunday, then you can go to the Northeast Radio Club website, where you will find lots of information about the upcoming club activities, and also lots of information about the club, plus plenty of photos of previous club events. And if you're feeling bored on a Wednesday morning, then come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library and join the coffee club and meet up with the other regulars at the coffee club. Now, this afternoon at 3:30 p.m., tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz and listen to the next instalment of the Amateur Technical Segment. And today's episode is about the development of fibre optics. And at the conclusion of the lecture, there will be a callback. So come up and give a report, and give any comments about the subject, or maybe ask some questions. Well, that's all for this time. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. At our last business meeting, the topic of our participation in events such as field days was raised. A few short years ago, our group was a regular at field day events, and we have done very well over the years in this and other contests as well. Our clubroom walls are well populated with certificates for first, second and third places in many contests. However, things seem to get quite complicated in latter years as we focused on the microwave side of things. The setup and teardown seemed to occupy a lot of time and effort, and maybe this complexity turned some of us off. We are now thinking of trying to get more involved, but with the aim of just having a bit of fun and enjoying the social side of these events rather than going all out in an attempt to be winners. To this end, we are thinking that maybe some involvement in the VKFF program, Jamboree of the Air, etc., may bring back the inclusive feeling of all present being able to have a go. We will see if this idea ends up happening or not, but a good number of members who were at that meeting indicated that they would like to be involved. After a couple of years of uncertainty with regard to our future and our existing excellent clubrooms in the old Reedy Park Centre, which is part of the former Reedy Park Primary School, the city of Mount Gambier has now presented all of its not-for-profit tenants with the draft of its new leasing arrangements. For several years now, we have not been very confident in our long-term future following the expiration of the existing lease. Upon examination of the draft arrangements, it seems to be fairly innocuous, but the Reedy Park Centre Committee, each of the clubs which call the complex home, have a representative on the Reedy Park Centre Committee, has formulated some questions for council in order to clarify a few points. Hopefully, we are now headed in the right direction and some clarity can be given to our future in the long term. Our coffee mornings continue to be very well attended, despite some of them being cursed with terrible weather. Even on some very wet and windy mornings, we have seen a good roll-up. The establishment of these mornings has allowed a number of members who do not attend evening meetings to come along and be part of the social fabric of our group. As stated on previous occasions, if you are in the area, please feel free to come and join us. The coffee mornings are held every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. in our club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre on O'Halloran Terrace here in Mount Gambier. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First of all, an update on the Central South Australia Repeater Link Network. Today, Sunday, the VK5RAD 70cm repeater is being decommissioned, shortly after this broadcast concludes. Installation of the new link equipment at the Summertown VK5RSB site will follow later in the day. The link network branches will then be slowly reconnected over the coming days and weeks as we get around to visiting almost all of the 13 repeaters in the system to make the necessary changes. Once complete, those who previously used the 439.925MHz repeater to access the system we'll need to change over to the 147.175MHz VK5RSB repeater for ongoing access, as 439.925 will not be returning to air. It also means that from next week, this broadcast will be available in Adelaide via 147.175, courtesy of the network-wide relay provided by the Barossa Amateur Radio Club. Next up, a reminder to put Sunday, October the 26th into your calendar, as that is the date of the AREG Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale, held at the Dogs SA Showground, Cromwell Road, Kilburn. Sellers are welcome from 9:30 a.m. and the doors will open at 10. To book a seller car or car plus trailer slot, please email vk5arg@areg.org.au. That's vk5arg@areg.org.au with your request. It should be a great day with substantial raffle and door prizes also on offer. Head over to the AREG website for more details. Finally, a reminder that the Oceania DX contest is on next weekend. AREG will be taking part under our club callsign Victor London 5 X-ray on all contest bands from 160 through 10 metres. Will you be on the air? If so, give us a shout if you hear us. That's all for this week. Best regards from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.